And on the phone is Anthony Tall, sports agent, legal analyst. Hello, Mr. Tall.
How you doing, Mike?
I am doing fantastic. And I haven't formed too much of an opinion about Colin Kaepernick's behavior, other than if that's how he feels, you know, good for him. I don't agree with his sentiment, but I think that I respect the idea of a guy who certainly lives his life in the public eye, standing up for what he believes in.
Absolutely. And remember, this is nothing new. Last time we talked about Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing him on athlete level or celebrity status to Muhammad Ali. But remember, when Muhammad Ali didn't go to war, he was vilified. The same way Kaepernick is being vilified now. So the idea that what he's doing is un-American and so greatly, you know, disdained upon. Just remember, Ali went through the same thing, and about 2 months ago, he died as one of the greatest Americans ever.
Right.
So that's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, if we were to make saluting the flag or standing during the Pledge of Allegiance compulsory, then we would have no genuine patriotism. If we were a country like China or Russia, well, that was the standard. You have to stand and salute the flag. Then what civil liberties or freedom does that flag stand for anyway?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I certainly think that what Colin Kaepernick is doing, again, if I totally get not agreeing with the notion behind it, but what he is doing is as American as anything else. I mean, it's one of the most American things you can be doing.
Absolutely. It's the most American thing you can be doing. And remember, he's basically achieved his purpose. He's got everybody talking about it, whether you like it or not. The fact that he is a quarterback who has pretty much just went down the depth chart in terms of talent, he's got everybody talking about it because the NFL is the biggest entertainment, interest-grubbing business on the planet. And when a quarterback for the NFL says something or stands up for something as opposed to whether it's a senator or a president, it makes all of the difference for some reason, at least in terms of national story, from a national story perspective. But he's achieved his goal. He's got us all talking about it, and I think that's a good thing.
It is surprising to me how much this resonates with people, considering that this isn't, you know, 2012 when Colin Kaepernick might be one of the more, you know, recognizable and important players in the NFL. He's kind of considered an afterthought, you know, with big, big, big NFL fans. I am surprised at how this has really taken over the media world. Do you have any feelings as to why that is?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that's going on with the story. Just because of where we're at from a historical point of view, mm-hmm. with the country right now. But remember, Kaepernick, to his credit, is one of the few select quarterbacks to play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was like you were saying, only 3 or 4 years ago, we were talking about him being one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Right. He was reshaping the way we looked at quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, redefine it. They said the same thing with Michael Vick, but he had came on, they were like, he has a great arm. So I think that, and then the city that he's in and the time that he chose to do this, and then you just evoke so much emotion and so much interest when you talk about the flag for a lot of people on both sides that, you know, I think is, you know, and that going along with what I said about the NFL and how popular it is, you know, it's made for TV. It's just, you know, out of central casting for this to be a big story. It is amazing, though. He's not Tom Brady. He's not, you know,
right.
LeBron James. But the fact that he can have this effect on the culture, I think, speaks to as much as what the NFL, how big the NFL is.